Good evening and welcome to News Talk 94.1 Local Matters. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry and I have Jill Stalnaker from just the music scene around town.
Yes, definitely.
And so you are launching a concert festival.
Yes. It's called MECA. And it's an acronym, Music Enrichment for Community-Centered Advancement. So it's all about highlighting the downtown and Main Street organizations of rural Tennessee. So the plan is to travel all across the state over the next several years and just showcase those rural communities.
So what gave you the idea to start this music festival event?
So many things. It's a culmination of a lot of things. I'd say more than anything, it was a solution to a problem, which I think is pretty common in entrepreneurship. So, you know, I book artists in, you know, venues like breweries and cafes and things like that. And I just kind of saw the struggle. Like, I want to get my artists paid as much as possible, but I also understand that the venues are on a tight budget, and it's just really tough to do that for both sides. And so I love community. I love music. I love the artists. And I really wanted to give them a little more opportunity than I felt like I could by just booking them at these venues. So I guess it really kind of all culminated into, okay, let's showcase these rural communities and help them kind of realize like what they're capable of and how over time it is worth the investment, because I see it as an investment on a venue side. Like, put the money into the artist, into the live music, just like you would into the building, you know, the food, paying your waitresses and waiters and things like that. Put money into live music because it will create an economic boost for a downtown area for all the businesses.
So let's back up a little bit. Did you grew up here?
Pretty much. Yeah, I've been here since I was 9.
Okay, so yeah, relatively. Yeah. So you grew up in Cookeville. Did you graduate from Cookeville High School?
No, I was homeschooled from 7th grade through 12th grade.
So yep. Graduated from this area, though.
Yes.
Were you one of those kids that kind of grew up loving this area and thought, I'm going to be here my whole life and I want to invest into this community? Or were you one of the people that were like, get me out of here as fast as possible?
I really wasn't either. I kind of just go with the flow in my life. So I'm just like, whatever's in front of me next, I'm like, yeah, okay, that sounds good. And I really just move into like whatever's right in front of me. So I was a stay-at-home mom for 15 years. But I've always loved music. I've done music since I was young. So,
and you have 5 kids that you're raising. Yeah. In the last 15 years, still raising because right. You have a little one still. And so you went to tech.
I went to tech for a year. I got a full scholarship for piano performance. There's a whole funny story behind that. I didn't even know I was applying for a scholarship, but I don't like to perform. I like to support the performers. And so I made a deal with my parents that I'd try it for a year. And I'm really glad I did, because I'm actually very endeared to our music department there.
Yeah. So you go to tech, you do the music thing, and then As a lot of women in this area do, you get married, you have kids, you stay at home, you raise your kids, you homeschool your kids. And now here we are 15 years later and you're like, okay, I want to start a career, basically.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm a single mom at this point. But before that, I had started booking music, and it happened organically. Like, I didn't really pursue it. I started out as a songwriter. And had a few friends that were pretty well connected in Nashville. And I just started sharing my music with them and kind of getting their feedback. And most of the feedback was very good and positive. And so I started out pursuing songwriting, and I still write, but some people kind of noticed and encouraged me, and I got to play at the Bluebird Cafe, and then I got to actually host a few shows at the Bluebird Cafe, which was super fun. And I think that experience really made me fall in love with the music business. Like, I realized pretty quickly that I am meant for more of a support role to other artists. So yeah, I started booking and managing and got pretty serious about it. And then, you know, as a single mom now, I was like, all right, so I'm either going to go completely all the way into this, or I'm going to need to do something else. And I'm going all the way.
In case you're just joining us, we have Jill Stahlnaker, with the founder of Mecca Music Festival, in with us today. And so how did you, I often think, okay, so you knew music, you went to school for piano,
yeah.
which is a very interesting college pathway. Mm-hmm. But music has always been kind of part of you. What made you decide to, and how did you learn the business aspects of the music world?
Right. So again, like a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of YouTube, Google searching and networking. I think, you know, I'm not afraid to ask questions. It's like if anyone had any kind of opportunity, I took it and just really immersed myself in that culture and have some good friends who have been mentors to me.
And how do you find those mentors? Sometimes that's hard where it's like, I don't even know where to start. How do I?
Right. Well, for me, it started with one person. I literally knew one person in the industry. And she was the one, she hosts a show 6 times a year at the Bluebird Cafe called the Chick Singers Night. And we weren't even like that good of friends. We are now. We're very close now. But I just sent her some stuff one day. I was like, hey, can you kind of give me your feedback on this? And I really like songwriting and stuff. And that started it. And I think just being willing to see and take every single opportunity you can, and just being a nice person, just be nice and talk to people.
Well, so that's really interesting that you say that. So sometimes when you, and especially as women, when you take every opportunity, it gives you kind of this negative, bad rap. So how do you kind of balance and mix in being a nice person, being a good person, but being having the drive and the passion to do what you want to do?
Right. You know, so I really think for me, so much ties back into being a mom. I kind of see my festival as like one of my babies. I mean, I believe in what I'm doing so much. Like, I really believe in the good that this is going to do for the artists and for the community. In so many ways, it's going to create a rich culture. It's going to give it an economic boost. I really believe that over the next 10 to 20 years, rural Tennessee is going to see some huge, huge changes in a really positive way. So because of that conviction, I just kind of like protect my festival. So I think I'm in a healthy place where I'm able to, you know, take opportunities and really push this hard. But like I can say no to people. I can hear no. I can take criticism really well, because it's all about like the mission that I'm on.
I think that's really important, is being able to hear no and
yeah.
say no. And there's been some situations that you and I have talked about, and it's like, hey, you know, I think this is kind of going on, or maybe contractually you have not protected yourself. And you're like, you know what? I did it to myself. Mm-hmm. I did not protect myself the way I should have. And lesson learned, you know, do better next time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you... You know, if you want to be successful, you got to be pretty tough, and you just have to be willing to learn, be really moldable, you know, but stay focused at the same time.
Well, and I think that's a big part, is the stay focused, is that you can be tough as nails, but if you let the naysayers or negativity kind of bring you down, you are not focused. You're not focused on your goal. You're not focused on where you want to be.
Right, right. One of my best mentors, who's been very successful, I'll never forget the first time we had lunch together. He told me, you know, the mindset that you have to have if you really want to pursue something is like you're on a track and you're staying on that track, and people around you can either get on it or not. And it's not, you know, when I heard that, I was like, well, that's kind of mean, you know,
cutthroat a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. And but I quickly realized, like, no, that's just a healthy place to be. Like, because, you know, it's my life and it's my family that I'm raising. It's my business. And I know why I'm doing it, you know, and it's for this, again, back to the mission. There's a mission behind this. And if you just stay focused, you know, you have to be willing to tell people, like, I love you, but like, I'm not going to let you get me off of this track.
Yeah.
I'm going.
I've kind of said that with entrepreneurs. I've used the analogy lately, like you're running a race and you can see where you want to get to. And there's going to be distractions. There's going to be, the economy is going to fall apart. There's going to be a pandemic. There's going to be tornadoes. There's going to be things that are going to kind of happen. But as long as you stay in your track and you stay in your lane, you can keep chugging along.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs too, we love the chase. Like the chase is the best part. I mean, you know, if this is as successful as I believe it will be, I will always, always grow. I've got, I mean, I have the next like 30 years projected for this. You know, I've got such big goals for the Mecca Music Fest. And if I reach all of them sooner than I think I will, I can guarantee you I'll either continue to grow this company or I'll start another one.
Well, and that's the thing I think is keeping in mind that there's always room for more goals. There's always, okay, so you hit the goals that you thought were the big, scary ones. Okay, so you find a new big, scary goal.
Yeah, yeah, we like challenges.
And you just keep going with it.
For sure.
So you just, in the last like year or so, have... well, 6 months probably, decided on this Mecca Music Festival.
Yeah. Well, the concept actually came to me about a year and a half ago. I was asked to book a little concert series in Baxter, and one thing just led to another. But yeah, so it's kind of been there and evolving over time. I kind of had to put it on the back burner for a little bit. But yeah, it about 6 months ago, yeah, it definitely kind of came back to the surface, and I kept feeling right. It kept feeling like, I think this is what I'm supposed to really focus on.
And you were kind of looking at different options of different other things, you know, when you kind of come into single motherhood, you figure out, okay, I got to make money, and how am I going to make money? So you were looking at other things and you decided on this music festival, and we're going to get back into what exactly the steps are you're taking in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too, and unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Jill Stalnaker, founder of Mecca Music Festival. Is that how we can call it right now?
That's good. Yeah.
Excellent. So we kind of were talking about, you know, you decided that this was the thing, this music festival, and why involve the businesses? Why not just have like a concert series?
Right, exactly. So I think for me, I'm such an entrepreneur. Like I love entrepreneurship, and just respect, you know, other people chasing their dreams
and collaboration. You love
absolutely. I'm a connector for sure. So I realized like it takes every boutique, every restaurant, you know, every
salon,
like all of them. It takes the whole downtown Main Street community to create this, you know, atmosphere that's culturally rich. And if we don't have that, the artists don't have anywhere to play. Like you can't just have one venue, right? Mm-hmm. It's the whole atmosphere. And so I think that if we can all, you know, be on board with creating a rich downtown Main Street area, where we get people walking the streets a lot. Like I know one thing I'd love to see in Cookeville is busking. I'd love to see some like street performers. That'd be so cool. That kind of stuff gets people out of the house and quite frankly, just spending their dollars, you know, and on local businesses.
Well, and I think so I have some friends in the music community as well. And some of the hard things that they have shared with me is that they'll play at a restaurant and people, they're kind of background noise.
Yeah,
and they
I hear
want
that a lot.
The respect as artists, and I've learned how much time goes into a 2-hour set, of the time of practice, of figuring out the music, of coming up with, of marketing themselves as a band. And so we don't have the respect probably in the music scene that we should the music scene that we have currently. And so I think you are that connector piece of like trying to put an emphasis and respect on the music scene.
For sure. I mean, if you look at some of the major cities in our country that are, you know, bringing the most people, they have, they're rich cities, is the entertainment cities. I mean, you've got, you know, California, you've got LA, you've got Nashville, New York City, like they all are, the entertainment is a huge, huge, huge part of that. And so I think rural Tennessee has an opportunity to kind of each town have their own little ecosystem of businesses that support live music.
Well, and there's nothing magical about the water in New York City that makes a better singer.
That's right. Exactly. Correct? Exactly.
So somebody in Cookeville, Tennessee, or, you know, whoever else in the air, you know, Smithville, Tennessee, can have just as good of a singing voice as someone in New York. It doesn't, they don't have magical ingredients,
right,
special sauce,
right,
up there.
Right.
And so that's really your passion, is to, how do we get that love and respect for music and the music industry in these rural communities?
For sure. Yeah. Well, for one thing, we have to take it more seriously, and it needs to be, you know, more professional. I don't really think that in the rural communities, it's really seen as a profession, but I can guarantee you that these artists are in it to win it. I mean, they are very professional about it, and they're building a career for themselves. Most of them are not just playing around. And I have this theory that Nashville is completely saturated. Most of my artists do not really like to play in Nashville because they're just one of many. And so they'd rather get into the rural communities and be heard a little more. So I saw that as an opportunity. Like, what can I do? You know, I know the artists want to play in the rural community. What can I do to help the community to want to bring the artist to them?
So that's kind of why you're working with some of these businesses, is for the businesses to buy into this respect of the music scene. And the more, even though it doesn't seem like maybe a hair salon would fit into the music scene, but if they buy into it and their owners buy into the respect and just kind of a cultural image of downtown Cookeville, it really can change the landscape.
For sure. And I like what you said, a cultural image, for sure. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. If we can give more of a platform to these artists and all support the live music scene, everyone wins. Everyone wins, because it's going to create that economic boost. People are going to start coming downtown. If you come downtown to, you know, get supper or grab a beer or whatever and listen to live music, like, you're downtown, you're by all those other businesses. You're going to walk past the hair salon, you're going to walk past the boutique, you're going to, you know, it's a win-win.
Mm-hmm. In case you're just joining us, we have Jill Stalnaker, founder of Mecca Music Festival. And so this past weekend, you were able to have your first mini music festival event in the Biz Foundry parking lot.
It was so fun.
And so you had three bands that came out and showcased their music. You had some vendors come and set up. So give me kind of the feedback of what the event was.
Sure. So the mini fests for me are like brand development. The inaugural Mecca Music Fest will be in 2022 here in Cookeville. And so I'd like to have 21 mini fests in 2021 all over the state next year. And for me, that's a way for Mecca Music Fest to get to know the rural communities, and for the rural communities to get to know Mecca Music Fest. One thing we haven't touched on is, as part of the big festival in 2022, there's actually going to be a competition involved. That's the reason I'm doing that, is to draw talent out of the woodwork. It can be, believe it or not, kind of hard to find talent. You know, it's, you have to really dig. And I thought, well, I'll just create a competition and bring them to me. and so I've got a competitive aspect to it. But the mini fest, like I said, I really want people to know who we are by the time we really start to promote the competition of the 2022 festival. so people know what we're about.
So you had this event. How do you think it went? What was your
kind of? I think it went great. It really went pretty much exactly as I thought it would. I planned it out really well, and I probably overthought a lot of things, but I was glad the day of that I did. I had a lot of fun. I think everybody had a lot of fun, and I think I showed some people in the community what we're capable of. You know, I think more than anything, I kind of want to just show up and do our thing and highlight all of the businesses. I've got some really fun interviews that I did of some of the downtown businesses leading up to the festival. And just kind of, you know, want to get that spark going, like, hey, Cookeville, like, we're capable of some really cool stuff. Yeah. We had the pizza machine there. We had the vendors. We had a costume contest, the music. Like, it was just fun.
And you were able to, it was with the way it, the feel was, you really did were able to put a focus on the music, and it wasn't necessarily on the other stuff. Yes, you had this other stuff kind of filling in, but people were there to listen to the music, which is a huge, it is a problem in this area a bit. And so we're kind of trying to trying to teach people kind of the culture of that.
For sure. I think that we are kind of at this point in Cookeville where we can really start to bring in artists from a little bit further out. I absolutely love our local musicians, but you know, people have jobs and they get married and have kids, and that's going to come and go. And I'm like, let's bring from a little further out too. And you know, one of the issues, and again, this all kind of ties into why I'm starting this festival. One of the issues is that local musicians bring the crowd, and that's great. That's great. But I also understand the need that the artists who, I mean, they give up everything to move to Nashville and chase their dream, and they need opportunity as well. And I think that we can have a really great variety of music in Cookeville if the venues are willing to, you know, take some time and invest in helping those other artists develop a following. Like if they book them on a regular basis, eventually they will have a following in Cookeville,
even in locally. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
So the other side, so you're starting this music festival, but you also are a booking agent, and you you manage a couple of people, mm-hmm. musicians, and so you have Leaning Tree Agency that you run as well. And that's your music agency to book people and kind of build up their careers as well.
Yeah, for sure. My motto for that is just lean into it. So lots of like artist development and management and booking. The Mech Music Fest is definitely kind of the brand that I'm pushing out there really hard. But Leaning Tree Agency is for, you know, booking. If you need booking, I've got lots of great artists that I work with.
Yeah, so you have connections there. So how can people find you or find out more about Mecca Music Festival, or how can people connect with you?
Sure. So follow us on Instagram and Facebook. It's both of them are Mecca Music Fest. And, you know, we post a lot of stories about rural communities and things like that, and just kind of what we're doing. Once we get more of a competition rolling, that will be probably where I push people as well. So, yeah.
And you personally, as an entrepreneur, you kind of are vulnerable on your.
I am.
Would you like my personal?
Yeah, sure. It's I think my tag is Stallnaker Jill.
Okay.
On Instagram, you'll find me because we're in a small town and there's lots of mutual friends.
Yes.
But absolutely, I am all about, like, it takes so much guts and vulnerability to be an entrepreneur, and you know, I'm kind of over, you know, judgment and things like that. I'm like, just put it out there. Like, there are so many entrepreneurs in this community that make it what it is, and we got to support each other.
Right. Well, and I think that the collaboration amongst entrepreneurs is really amazing, and we can really work together. The more we work together, the better we can make Cookeville, and we can really,
for sure.
I think I've said it 5 times today, high tides raise all ships. And so I really feel like, you know, the fact that this music festival is going in and you're kind of pulling these businesses, they're going to connect with each other in ways that they never thought about.
Right. I would love to touch on that real quick. So something I saw this weekend that I didn't really expect to see was local businesses connecting with each other. Mm-hmm. It actually has really surprised me how many of the downtown and Main Street businesses don't know anything about each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm I'm like, wait a minute, you know, it's a team is so much better, right? It's there's power in numbers and all that. And so I'm like, we need to kind of all connect a little more and work together. And I mean, some of them do know each other, but I feel like we could go a little further with that.
Connecting them.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Jill. Everybody check out Mecca Music Fest on Facebook and Instagram. And hopefully we'll be looking forward to what you're doing in 2021 and 2022. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.